Hello and welcome to the third episode of the Continental Drift Radio Show. I'm going to try this one slightly differently from the last two. The last two I've planned them a bit, worked out what I was going to say roughly, not that you can really tell. This time, I'm just winging it. So you're going to get ums, ehs, and other such things. We'll see how it goes. You never know, I might try this, decide it's stupid, get rid of it. Anyway, I'm standing here looking out over Belfast, just to, you know, well, it doesn't prove I'm here, you know, you're just going to have to believe me. But I'm looking out over Belfast. Feel free to email me questions to ask me what I can see over the north of Belfast and, yeah, test my knowledge. Well, we're going to get underway with a track from Omid. You may remember Omid from last week's podcast when he played, was the last song, Club Apotheosis, where Hymnal was singing. This time around, it's going to be Buck 65, an artist I heard in CBC Radio, like many others I've heard, and I really liked his track Blood of a Young Wolf last year, so I bought the CD. Well, I found this a couple of weeks ago, free from Omid's album, so this is Double Header with Buck 65.
The women here, just like in magazines, stern, too precious, pissy, ferocious, blank. Just so. Bodies like 12-year-old boys. Faces like casino poker dealers. Plastic and distant. They look right through you. They're only interested in your money. They all smoke. Gorgeous and boring. Who are they talking to on their tiny phones? Psychics? Drug dealers? Crisis line operators? Or maybe the ghost of Serge Gainsbourg? What music do they listen to? Or do they listen to music at all? Whole world blown apart, I hate to think we've grown apart. Kicking a tin can along Rue Bonaparte. Wind in my ears, my hands are getting soft. Shoes on, trying to chew on what I've bitten off. Atrophy setting in, now I'm feeling lonely. Mostly bells on Sunday, got me feeling holy ghostly. Who's drinking the booze? Who's singing the blues? Hangman's messenger is bringing the news. I've got 2 weeks left and then it's back to the mill. Strength in my legs is practically nil. I'm swinging an imaginary bat at some imaginary bitches and bitching like a typical Sagittarius. I'm out of my element and up to my neck. I'm psychic, extra sensitive, and I don't like it, not one bit. I'm feeling rather low on charm, feeling in my chest and tingle in my throwing arm. Let's play two. There may not be a tomorrow. Magpies, wiener dogs, it's a leash, shag flies. No run limit, no infield fly rule. I haven't felt this alone since high school. Let's play two. There may not be a tomorrow. Magpies, wiener dogs, it's a leash, shag flies. No run limit, no infield fly rule. I haven't felt this alone since high school. A writer in graffiti, a wonderful bubble letter. Two most glorious words, double header. I write it in graffiti with a great big bubble letter. Two most glorious words, double header. Nostalgia is that for what has never truly been. No more Ted Williams, no more Jimmy Rogers, no more Hemingway, no more Henry Miller, no more amusements and curiosities. No one seems to know the date, it rains here every day. Boredom is beginning to creep in a heavy way. I'm restless and withered, faces all turned to stone, dishwater gray. Smells like a nursing home. I dig in my pockets and find that the love's gone. Out in the street with my uniform and gloves on, hands tied behind my back, still can't get my kicks. Maybe I'll fix up when the weather picks up. I'll wander the fields and listen for the curtain call. I'm certain to always be the last to know, first of all. And secondly, I'm technically all out of commission. I gather my things, but I'd rather be fishing. I'm landlocked and worn out, working with a new machine. Diamonds in the dirt are too far away and few between, so dress me up and take me out. Still can't make me drink, I'm at my limit, cold and getting older by the minute. So let's play two. There may not be a tomorrow. Magpies, wiener dogs, it's a leash, shag flies. No run limit, no infield fly rule. I haven't felt this alone since high school. So let's play two. There may not be a tomorrow. Magpies, wiener dogs, it's a leash, shag flies. No run limit, no infield fly rule. I haven't felt this alone since high school. I write it in graffiti,
Hot dog.
That was Buck 65 on Illmid's track Doubleheader. I nearly forgot the name there. I first discovered Buck 65, sadly, 2 weeks after he played in Belfast last year, much to my annoyance. What can you do, though? Illmid can be found at illmidpage.com, same website as last week. Buck 65 can be found at buck65.com. Both very original in their naming. Next up, we have a track from Shearwater, which is called Whippin' Boy.
If I told you once, then I told you twice that I would have paid just about any price just to see him jump, just to see him laugh. I would have washed in the blood of an innocent man. Let the weapon go. Boy says to Wolf, you're gonna be mine.
Well, that track was Whipping Boy by Shearwater from their album Winged Life. You can find out more about Shearwater at jound.com, jound.com/Shearwater. Shearwater spelled with an EA rather than the EE. Shearwater come from New Hampshire in the US and play an interesting variety of folk country. And you can hear other songs of theirs by going to their site or going to MisraRecords.com and downloading some tracks from there. Next up we have Tesla from Tarwater. And any band that releases an album named after a Lovecraft story, such as Dwellers on the Threshold, is fine by me. This is Tarwater, as I said, who come from Germany with their track Tesla.
Could be the man who shoots you down, my friend.
That was Tesla by Tarwater from their Dwellers on the Threshold album. You can find out more about Tarwater from tarwater.de, as far as I remember, or from kittyyo.net, kitty-yo.net. The song apparently is based on an interview Tesla gave Nikola Tesla, you know, look him up, Wikipedia, you know it makes sense, about a pigeon who became particularly important to him at one point when he was working. Bizarre man, who am I to argue? Next up, we have Caribou with Hello Hammerheads. Caribou come from Canada again, you know, my tendency to be playing Canadians by now, I'm sure. And they used to be known as Manitoba. Anyway, this is Hello Hammerheads. Caribou with Hello Hammerheads from their Milk of Human Kindness LP. You can find out about Caribou from caribou.fm. I suppose I should spell Caribou for you. C-A-R-I-B-O-U. You can also find more MP3s by them from theleaflabel.com. Theleaflabel.com, for those of you who can't make out my dodgy, strange accent. Big pause while I try to remember what I was going to say next. Yeah, we're over halfway through this time. Normally, the last two times I've done this, I've played 8 songs in the podcast. This time around, it's only 7. Don't ask why, it just happened to be this way. So, now that we're halfway through... Sorry, thought someone was coming into the room there. Now that we're halfway through, I thought I'd mention some other podcasts that you should really go and check out. First of all, there's futureless.org, which is my mate Russell, who got me into this, his Futureless Radio podcast. Now, he's been a bit lax of late in putting out a new episode, so he's at episode 5 now. This'll be my 3rd, so I'm catching him up, despite starting 6 months after. Hopefully this'll give him a kick in the pants and get him going again, because I like his show. Plays local, Northern Ireland music. The other one to listen out to is Letter to America from Jet Low. the granddaddy of Northern Ireland podcasts. I've only started listening to them in the last couple of months. I kind of avoided it for a long time, thinking, ooh, American and Northern Ireland. Oh, I'm not sure I like this. This could be really cheesy and bad. And it's cheesy at times, but it's not bad. It's actually very good, and I imagine making my way through the back of them. Granted, for all I know, it's become really rubbish now. But at the point I'm listening to it, it's very good. I recommend it. Anyway, back to my show, now that I've kept everyone happy. The next track up is by Ty, and it's called Taking It Back.
Taking it back to transforming on a hot cross fade, troop trainers and a high top fade. Taking it back to cod liver oil every weekend and yellow wrappers on a Lucasade. Taking it back to Johnny Gill rubbing you the right way and Johnny Kemp singing I just got paid. Taking it back to Darth Vader, the green cross cold, the Boy Scouts and the Girls Brigade. Taking it back to funk like Johnny Guitar Watson and a program like it ain't half hot, mum. Taking it back to Godzilla after Checkers plays pop. Wasn't trying to miss an episode, not one. Taking it back to Action Man, Barbie Doll, Meccano, Lego, Monopoly and Connect 4. Taking it back to my comics, X-Men, Spider-Man, Rum 4 and the Fantastic Four. Taking it back.
Way back to the good old days when we didn't have fun in the world.
Taking it back.
When we used to run around carefree, musicians and candy girl.
Taking it back.
To Marvin Gaye singing Mercy Me, Prodigy and what's going on.
Taking it back.
When music used to mean a thing, as a vibe that the club was strong.
Taking it back to play fighting on the streets with friends that I miss and are no longer here. Taking it back to being broke, eating corned beef and noodles, not trying to do that this year. Taking it back to BMX, skateboards and push bikes, ramp, funny hops and wheelies. Taking it back to breakdancing on my living room floor, I can still do the backspin, watch me. Taking it back to when we used to bust moves in the club and a war was only used for a crub. Taking it back to when parents used to live together before they split and made me choose their love. Taking it back to Benny Hill, Grange Hill, The Bill, Dynasty, Dallison, Love Thy Neighbor. Taking it back to happy days with Richie Cunningham, but Fonzarelli had the moves you savor. Taking it back.
Way back to the good old days, when we didn't have in the world.
Taking it back.
When we used to run around caffeine, used to just say candy girl.
Taking it back.
Marvin Gaye singing Mercy Me, Prodigy, and what's going on.
Taking it back.
When music used to mean a thing.
Taking it back.
Way back to the good old days when we didn't have care in the world.
Taking it back.
When we used to run around carefree, new dishes like candy girl.
Taking it back.
When we singing Mercy Me, Carnegie, and what's going on.
Taking it back.
When music used to mean a thing.
Taking it back.
Children grow and women produce and men grow old and some go stealing. Don't lose what you got, that's the key to the lock. Don't
there with Taking It Back from his Upwards album. Ty is spelled T-Y, just so you know. You can find out more about Ty from bigdada.com, which is his label site. It's bigdada.com. He used to have his own website, which was tymusic.org, but when I went to check that earlier in the week, it had expired, obviously, and been taken over by one of those crappy spam search type merchants who just acquires expired domains. So, presumably he'll get another domain at some point, but you'll just have to look for that yourself. I don't know why I like that song. I tend not to really go for that type of thing, but it just works for me. Loads of references to 70s and 80s television and strange British TV. I just find it very nostalgic. What can I say? Anyway, the next track is from the reasonably well-known Cut Copy. It's called Future and comes from their most recent album, which was Bright Like Neon Love.
Thank you.
That was Cut Copy with their track Future, as I said, from Bright Like Neon Love, their latest album. You can find out more about Cut Copy at cutcopy.net or from their label, which is modularpeople.com. Cut Copy come from Melbourne in Australia and have been getting a decent amount of press in the last couple of years. They've been going since about the turn of the century and are led by Dan Whitford. Anyway, next up is something I've been threatening on various people I know for the last while, and it actually is jazz. I like jazz. At times. Mostly. Lots of people I know don't. Can't stand it. Well, tough. My podcast. I'll do what I want. Hey. But, you know, we can blame my dad for this. He's the big jazz fan. Well, big music fan. Everything. And it's great. But he got me into jazz mainly by accident. He'd play it and I'd hear it and go, that's quite nice. But it was only when I was actually over visiting my sister for Manchester City's playoff final in 1999 that I really got into it, because I was in her flat in her university room staying there and I had nothing to do, so I put on her Miles Davis Kind of Blue CD. You can't really go far wrong with that. Anyway, to round off this week's show, this is Jeff Albert from his album One. Jeff's a trombonist from the US and has played with various people, generally in their backing bands, and now he's releasing his own music and providing free samples on his site for download, and you can buy higher resolution ones if you really like it. This track I'm about to play is called Lunch is the Question, and I downloaded it from jeffalbert.com, which is his website. And I found out about it through the Creative Commons 365 Songs in the Year project that has been running on indieish.com. The address for that is indieish.com/cc365. Indieish is spelled EIEIINDIEISH.com. Just ignore the EI at the start there. That's where I went mad. Anyway, thanks for listening to this third podcast. I tried to do this a different way. You know, taking my time, making it up as I go along. I'm sure you can tell. I've actually enjoyed doing this one more than the previous ones, even though it's far less polished. Not that polished is necessarily a good thing. I've spent my time here looking out over Belfast while doing this, and frankly, bugger all has happened. I've seen one police van driving by in patrol. I can see lots of traffic in the distance, and beyond that, nothing. The reason you can't hear anything is I'm inside, I've got the windows closed. That's very good double reason. It's the last thing you really need to hear is the noise from outside when I'm trying to talk. Granted, some of you may disagree and feel that the first thing you need to hear is the noise from outside when I'm trying to talk. But, you know, what can you do? If you don't like it, yeah, send me an email and then I can ignore you. So, this is Lunch is the Question by Jeff Albert. And once again, thanks for listening. I'm
Yeah.